Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Where could I have left it? Oh, Whit, have you seen my cell phone?
Not since I walked in the door. Oh, it's cold out there. You know it's beginning to snow.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to snow today?
Yeah, 60% chance. I can't find it anywhere.
Why are you here, Connie? It's Thanksgiving Day. You should be with your family.
Yeah, well, I was on my way to my mom's house when I realized I couldn't find my cell phone. And the last time I remember using it was last night, right before I closed the shop. I remember writing myself a note on this pad, then the power went off.
The power went off?
Eugene tripped the breaker.
Why was Eugene working on the breakers?
Mm-hmm.
Greetings, Mr. Whitaker. I was testing the generator to make sure the shop didn't lose power whilst we were out for the holiday.
Which caused us to lose power. Oh, it's not here.
What's not here?
Her cell phone.
Again.
I'm having a crisis here. Can you guys help me find it, please?
Oh, your crisis?
No, my cell phone.
Oh, did you look in the refrigerator? That's where you left it the last time.
Yes, and no, it's not in there.
Well, how about the restroom? That's where you make most of your phone calls.
No! How would you know that?
Hi, everybody.
Greetings, Wooten.
Hi, Wooten. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, just a little cold. I'll be fine once my lips thaw out.
I'll make some hot chocolate.
Oh, you are a saint.
Hot chocolate? How can anyone think of hot chocolate at a time like this?
You, lose your cell phone, Connie?
Yes!
Did you look in the refrigerator? That's usually where I put mine.
Yes, and the restroom, and the cookie jar.
Oh, I forgot about the cookie jar.
Connie, have you tried calling yourself?
Whit, how can I call myself if I don't have my cell phone?
I believe, Miss Kendall, that he means you should call your cell phone with the landline in the kitchen.
What?
If the phone is nearby, you'll hear it ring.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So what's everybody doing here? I mean, it's Thanksgiving Day, after all.
Some friends invited me to an authentic Thanksgiving meal at the Connellsville Inn. But I left my reservation ticket in my office.
What are you doing here, Eugene? Shouldn't you be at home with Katrina?
Oh, she's cooking even as we speak.
Really?
Having damaged the generator last night, however, I came in to fix it. Mm-hmm. And to retrieve my, ukulele.
Oh.
You need your ukulele for Thanksgiving?
Oh, indeed. Strumming old hymns on the ukulele has been a Meltzner family tradition going back to Johann von Meltzner, who taught the pilgrims before they left on the Mayflower.
Ukulele's cool.
That's it! That's my cell phone! I can hear it! Where's it coming from?
My pocket?
What?
I can only surmise that I picked yours up, thinking it was mine, which now leads me to wonder where my cell phone is.
Oh. If I were you, I'd be looking in that refrigerator.
Well, at least we found it. Give it to me.
Now that that mystery is solved, I'd say some hot chocolate is in order. Come and get it.
Okay, let me find the bucket.
Huzzah!
No thanks.
And then she said, pardon me while I ask my moose.
Close the door.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Jay.
Greetings and salutations.
Well, looks like we're not the only ones seeking shelter.
Come in.
This is my Uncle Wally.
I don't think we've met. I'm John Whitaker, and this is Connie, Eugene, Woodings.
Wally Hagler.
Hey, Wally.
Well, you own Hagler's Junkyard. I've been there a few times.
Most people have. And don't forget the shop. I got a great shop there, too. Come in, I'll make you a deal on anything I've got.
So, what are you two doing out?
My boy genius nephew lost the remote control for his television, so we're going back to my shop to find a replacement. Who wants to get it from the couch to switch channels for the football games, am I right?
Right.
Anyway, we slid on some ice and got stuck in a ditch out front.
Oh, I had no idea the weather had turned so bad. It was a light snow when I got here. Pull up the blinds, will you, Eugene?
Certainly, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, I can't see anything.
Oh, maybe it's just the window that's iced over. Let me have a look. Nope, it's actually the entire world that's iced over.
Yikes, I better go home before it gets worse.
I don't think you'd be going anywhere, young lady.
What?
Between the bad visibility and the ice, it's dangerous driving.
But I can't stay here for Thanksgiving. I mean, I like you all and everything, but I need to be home with my mom.
I'll call the highway patrol to see just how bad the roads are.
What? The roads are closed?
I'm afraid so. He said that all the cars are getting stranded all over the county. So much for a 60% chance of snow.
Perhaps they meant the 60% of the county where we live.
Well, you may as well settle in and make yourselves at home.
I should inform Katrina.
And I'd better call my mom. I'll just be in the restroom.
I'll call your dad, Jay.
Okay.
Well, at least we won't starve. Break out the hot dogs and pizza, Whit.
Well, actually, Wooten, I only have ice cream right now. I didn't want the fresh food to go bad while we were closed, so I donated it to the food bank.
Oh, man, why couldn't we have gotten stuck there instead?
As long as we can watch the football games, I'm happy.
Oh, well, about that.
What?
I don't own a television.
What?
I wish I'd known. I've got a dozen at the shop. I could fix you up easy.
Well, actually, I don't own a television on purpose. I haven't had one in years. You may be able to pick up the game on the radio.
Well, how am I supposed to watch the game on a radio?
Computer?
I don't have it set up for that, for the same reason I don't have a television.
Oh, boy. I don't think I've ever had a Thanksgiving without watching the games on TV. Several TVs.
Well, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but I suppose things could be worse.
Oh, yeah? Like how?
Oh! What's that?
Well, the power could go off.
Yep, that'd be worse, all right.
Oh, it's worse.
Wait, the power went off in the bathroom! Oh, it's off out here, too.
Don't worry, the generator will kick in any minute.
You mean the generator that I've been trying to fix?
Oh, dear.
Pass the peppermint ripple, please.
Where you go.
Oh, brain freeze!
You know, this will be the first Thanksgiving I haven't spent with Katrina since we were married. A simple little case of missing you.
Can we get a little more heat, please?
Certainly.
Thanks. I wonder who's winning the game.
Oh, speaking of games, maybe we ought to play one. I vote for Blind Man's Headache.
Huh? I've never heard of that one.
Oh, that's where everybody wears blindfolds and has to find the dime on the floor without getting a concussion.
Ow!
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but I never remember it after I play it.
Actually, that's a great idea, Wooten.
I'm sorry, Whit, but I don't really want to play the concussion game, if that's okay.
No, but we should do something fun instead of just sitting here feeling sorry for ourselves.
I don't know. I like feeling sorry for myself.
Well, what do you suggest, Mr. Whitaker?
Ooh, how about campfire stories?
Two problems. We're not camping, and we have a blowtorch, not a fire.
More heat, please.
Oh, certainly.
Well, we don't need a campfire to tell a fun story. All we need is our imagination. But everyone will have to join in. What do you say?
Agreed, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, I think we should tell a Thanksgiving story.
You just read my mind, Wooten. In fact, I know just how to get us started.
Yeah, go for it, Whit. Wait. I will set the mood.
You're going to set the mood with a harmonica?
Oh, yeah. Nothing says Thanksgiving like a polka tune, and nothing says polka like a harmonica. Unless it's a harmonica and, oh, maybe a ukulele.
Right you are. Lead on, maestro.
Cue the narrator. That's you, Ed.
Oh, right.
Okay.
In a year of much blessing and many new thingings, when families gather and join to do singings, a group of good people join peals of bell ringings to offer thanksgiving for all of God's bringings. The town was Magluville, where all the Magloos joined hands to give thanks and to spread the good news.
Good news, good news, good news, good news. Good news, good news, good news, good news. Hoozah, hoorah, hooray.
Hooray!
We love Thanksgiving Day, and it's on its way. Good news,
good news, good news, good news.
But high on a molehill nearby stood Felonious Scrunch, the grump of all grumps, who's as mean and as nasty as any bad baddie who ever did wince at mince pie.
Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. That scrunchy, scrunchy guy says fee and foe and fine.
Percy me, oh my!
Bad news.
Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news.
Hey, you You should be the Scrunch, Uncle Wally.
Me?
Yeah, do that voice you use when you want to give me nightmares.
You mean this one?
Yeah, that's definitely the one.
All right, then.
Lead me in with a song again, would you?
Very well. How bad the news.
Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. What does it get you but indigestion? Indigestion and bellyache, I say. And who has to listen to those obnoxious McGlues go on and on about their many bountiful blessings? Who else? Me! Ooh, right now the McGlues are all down in their houses, cooking their turkeys and kissing their spouses. They'll watch their parades and eat all their lunches while munching their chips and sipping their punches. I suppose it's all fine for McGlues and their kin, but it makes me feel scrunchy and crawls on my skin, so I think I would rather it didn't begin.
He mused and he mused as he thought of each Muppet.
I have to do something real clever to stop it.
He devised his cruel plan as McGlues did their baking.
I know. I'll change their Thanksgiving instead to Thanks-taking.
The Scrunch soon found out that the job was too big for one crotchety lout with no hair and a wig. So he called his mean friends to join in on the gig. They quickly agreed and arrived in a jig.
Oh, we are the bad guys, nasty as can be. People stand in awe of our despicability. Oh, we are the bad guys, one sneer will make you flee. We also are admired for our incivility.
Scrupulous and ruthless, we're worthless and we're toothless. Untrusty and untruthless are we.
We are the bad guys, so be it understood. That with which the all of us are up to is no good.
Bad guy roll call. Burger Blitzer, Blitzer Burger.
That's me. I'm here.
Abominable Turkey.
A Virginius Meleagrus Galopov. President accounted for.
Arctic Wind.
That's Arctic Blast now. I have been upgraded to a Category 4 Storm.
And finally, Great Bumpkin. Bumpkin, are you here?
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if he's real. How many of these holiday things have we done now, and he's never shown up?
He'll be here. Just you wait. You'll see. Okay, Burger Blitzer, you're on.
I, Burger Blitzer, Blitzer Burger, newly unelected mayor of McGlueville, do hereby decree without authority or remorse that any meal that has pumpkin pie or cranberries is hereby banned. Or yams. Also, no watching of football games or department store parades.
What?
Who are you, you overgrown little girl?
I'm Katie Pooh McGlue, and I really want to watch the parade. It's my favorite thing.
Okay, you can watch the parade, if you can find a TV. But no singing. I hate singing. Anyone who does anything like this will be in big, big trouble. I'm not kidding.
Oh, what about turkey? You didn't mention turkey.
Ah, yes. Like the abominable turkey here says, no meal with turkey either. Not even a giblet. I'm serious about this.
Papa McGlue, what are we going to do? No Thanksgiving celebration? Are traditions all banned?
Oh, at least we can eat food that is canned. We'll invite our whole family and all join together. And all us McGlues will enjoy our fine weather.
You've enjoyed good weather for the very last time, you McGlues, you.
I don't understand. Who are you?
The name is Arctic. Arctic Blast. I'm the guy who freezes everything, including the pipes in your home. Oh, yeah, and I freelance as a rock singer during the summer months. Maybe you've heard of my band, Stinkin' Cold?
Can't say as I have.
Okay, well, here's my card.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyway, I'm going to freeze things so bad that your family won't be able to make it home for Thanksgiving. What do you think of that? Ha-ha!
I don't think that would be very nice.
Yeah, I know, right? It's tough carrying on the family business.
I don't mean to interrupt, but... just freeze everything, would you?
Well, when you say everything, do you mean some things or all things? I mean, I can't freeze everything, since that would include you and me. And then, I mean, you know, who would we talk to?
Freeze the world.
Oh, that's all? You know, no people?
No, just the world.
Oh, come on. Why did you just say so?
Before you could say, I love Black Friday shopping, a strong, frosty gale wind lashed the town without stopping. Every road, every tree, every car, truck, and wagon froze stiff from the chill of that Arctic blast dragon.
Now, you see, that is exactly what I'm talking about. Where'd this whole dragon thing come from? I need a new press agent.
This is so sad. And a real tragic bummer.
She wished that Thanksgiving had come in the summer.
Just wait until the great bumpkin comes, said the grump. He'll bring loads of ingratitude for all of you chumps.
We're the League of Self-Seekers. We're removing your baking.
After all, that's what happens each year on Thanksgiving.
Tasty food is outlawed. It's a valid true bill. Furthermore, Magluville shall be called Get a Clueville! And I'm hereby increasing the Magloo cost of living.
Yes, this is the year there will be no Thanksgiving.
Oh, sounds like it's time to strike up the band. Well, Magloovie was a tiny village. Or maybe it was just a town. But everybody there was happy until the slimy scrunch came round. Now he wrangled up a bunch of bad guys. Thanksgiving steal away, knowing it will give them misery to lose their favorite holiday. No bells were rung, no songs were sung, no fun went up in flames. Scrunch froze out all festivities, a leap and took away their turkey games. A gloomy was a mass of sadness, one would even say quite vexed. But stick around and you will find out everything that happened next. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's not a fit day out for man or beast.
Allow me.
Light the lamp, that's the turkey. Light the lamp, that's the turkey.
Oops.
And the scrunch laughs in menace at the lack of a feast.
It came without turkey. It came without yams. It came without butter rolls, stuffing, or spam.
The scrunch and his cronies all relish their feet. They got rid of Thanksgiving since no one could eat.
Now, if the great bumpkin would finally get here, we'll make absolutely certain that no one becomes thankful.
Well, one thing's for sure. Those Magloo relatives won't make it. Not in this incredibly frigid Arctic storm. Ha-ha!
Pardon me. But if no one can brave this proverbial storm, then how, pray tell, will the great bumpkin?
Nuts. We forgot about that.
Huh? How'd that get in my pocket? Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
You want to take that in the restroom?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yep. 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 Nope. Okay, bye. The bumpkin is stuck in a snowdrift back in Scoundrel Town. He took all of the holiday spirit away from a two-bit magician with a magic hat, but won't make it here in time.
Oh, that's just great.
Oh, you see, there you go again. I mean, you did say to freeze the world.
I know, I know.
Well, now what are we going to do? The great bumpkin was bringing those loads of ungratefulness for us to wield against the Magloos. Without it, people can still be thankful in their hearts. They might become even more thankful, and then all of our insidious designs to eliminate Thanksgiving would be foiled.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
I know what to do. I'll make a law.
You already did that.
Yeah, but I'll make another law.
You've made quite a few already. You know?
Right, but this law is the best one.
Let's hear it then.
All outlaw praying. Ooh. No praying at all. Not even a moment of silence.
I like it. When people pray, they wind up saying how thankful they are. And if they do that, well, Thanksgiving is still happening. And you know we're ruined. So, booyah! No praying and get a Clueville.
Yeah!
That'll stop those McGlues from being thankful.
Oh, excuse me, residents of Get a Clueville! In addition to all of the other laws I have so cleverly thought up today, I have another doozy for you, okay? From this moment on, no one is allowed to say any prayers of any kind for any reason, anytime, anywhere.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Impossible.
No, I'm not kidding here. Don't even think good thoughts. Just go about your day like, you know, it was another routine, boring, pathetic day.
Huh?
You know, complain and spread bad feelings and annoy people and stuff.
But we don't do any of those things.
Preposterous! I do it all the time, so everyone else must.
No, no one in McGlooville does.
Well, I'll have to create another law. It's been a busy day. From now on, you must complain and spread bad feelings and annoy people and stuff. I mean, one thing is for sure, you McGloos will never, ever be thankful again.
What do you think?
All morning, the Scrunch and his mean villain bunch went to each McGloo home to steal each McGloo lunch. They took every morsel, that dastardly group. They even removed the McGlooville pea soup. All that remained on the McGloo bear plates were some kernels of corn, too small even for bait.
Wow. I don't think I like you guys very much.
Soon the Scrunch and his pals sat in their grumpy, mean houses, sipping cold coffee and grinning, the louses. Then what to the wondering ear should be heard but a song of glad voices?
What? Impossible! Absurd!
It dotted the village like mistletoe leaves. It rose from the eaves and unsettled the thieves.
What manner of music making is this?
Blast! Maybe I should have frozen the people, too.
How dare they? They're obviously a bunch of nonconformists and rebels.
Get them! They have some nerve. Take them out like the trash they are.
They went back to the town from their house on the molehill to stop the glad voices and make the town Groveville. They rang McGloo doorbells. They called a town meeting. They accused them of cheating and gross overeating.
Not so, my dear friends,
Papa McGloo had noted.
We ate what you left us. Do you think we look bloated?
No, I have to admit that you look a bit thin. But why are you singing? Why do you grin?
We're thankful.
But why? You have nothing to do.
We're not thankful for things. We're thankful for you.
What? But we banned your festivities. You banned your huge feast. Banned all your family, and last but not least, we banned you from praying to God. And so thus, it makes little sense you'd be thankful for us.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Then Katie McGloo walked up to the Grouch, and she gave him a hug, and he slugged her hard.
Ouch! Thanks to you, since you took our Thanksgiving away, we now understand the real worth of this day. We didn't ask you to show us, and we sure didn't choose it, that sometimes you don't value a thing till you lose it.
Mm.
Now we'll actually celebrate this day most sincerely. Well, before we acknowledged it quite cavalierly. So we're thankful for everything you took. But what's more, we're grateful you took it. And no, we're not sore.
Preposterous! Let's throw him in jail! You will all rue the day! Rue the day!
Rue the day!
Wait! Stop! Hold on!
Said the Scrunch, quite perplexed, quite befuddled. Then all the bad guys grouped together and huddled.
Over here.
No, by a mailbox. It's an excellent huddling place.
Okay, over there.
What are you doing, Scrunch? Either they go to jail or I go, and I definitely am not going.
Something's wrong. I have heartburn, which means I must have a heart.
Gross!
Oh. I know, weird, right?
I just don't get it. We only left 10 kernels of coin.
Five.
Hmm?
I had a little snack.
5 kernels of coin!
Wow.
That's hardly enough to be thankful for.
It is when you use them to count your blessings.
Hmm?
Haven't you ever heard of how the first pilgrims used 5 kernels of corn to remind them of their blessings?
Oh, I think I saw the movie. No, wait, that was just Bing Crosby singing for some kernel. Never mind.
Anyway, the first kernel reminds us to be thankful for the beauty of autumn.
Ugh.
Okay, I know it's not beautiful now.
I beg to differ. I find this weather quite stunning.
The second kernel reminds us to give thanks for God's grace and forgiveness.
You've been praying? I told you not to do that! Nobody listens to a word I say.
The
third kernel is to remind us of the blessings of family.
I have to be honest, I do miss my little hen back at the roost. I've spent every Thanksgiving with her since we were married.
Turkeys get married? Mm-hmm.
The fourth kernel represents friendship.
Like the great bumpkin, I feel really badly that my deep freeze stranded him for the holidays. You know, I should call my brother, Carpet Burn, and have him warm things up so old Bump can come down for a visit.
Oh, good grief.
And finally, the fifth kernel reminds us that we should be thankful for our freedom.
Oh, yeah, which you won't have when I throw you in jail, you law-breaking McGlue, you.
Now, hold on a minute, Mayor Blisterburger. Little Katie Poo McGlue is right. You know, we do have a lot of blessings to be thankful for.
What are you saying? That's crazy. That sounds like treason.
I'm saying that maybe it's good to be thankful. You know, I suddenly feel all warm inside, which for me is a pretty big deal.
Cut it out.
Well, you know, I could be thankful, too, if only turkeys weren't on the Thanksgiving menu.
We McGlues never eat turkey. We have ham for Thanksgiving. Ooh. There's not an abominable pig, is there?
Nope.
I hope not.
That's an important piece of information. I wish I'd have known that.
Let me get this straight. Are you saying that Thanksgiving is okay after all? Oh, man. I knew it. I totally knew it. I could have been watching football and eating pies and playing games. Oh, it could have been so great. I've been robbed. I want restitution.
And it's all the Scrunch's fault.
What?
What? Scrunch? You have some splaining to do.
Yeah, you guys are all softies. Good bad guys are so hard to find this time of year.
Scrunch, you have a severely dinky heart. I vote that we all help reform this sadly negative creature. What do you say, everybody?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Take him away.
All right, come on. First we go through the seven levels of the pumpkin forest, and then right here past the silver.
Now that's something to be thankful for.
As they took him away, every Magluvian dweller, from the small to the tall, gathered round the church bella and sang one more time of the joy of Thanksgiving, in spite of the scrunch and the high cost of living.
The shady shelter of the trees, the soothing breeze, the buzzing bees, the good Lord gave us all of these. Every day is Thanksgiving Day. Every day, every day, every day is Thanksgiving Day. We bow our heads and humbly pray, for every day is Thanksgiving Day. Every day is Thanksgiving Day.
They decided to fast and not feast on that day, to honor the giver and taker away. Come Thanksgiving, come each day, into our hearts and to what we say. Of all our grumbling, we humbly repent. For you, Lord, are faithful 100%.
Merry Christmas!
What?
Harlow!
Hi, Harlow.
Harlow, I hate to tell you this, but it's not Christmas yet.
Oh, well then, Happy New Year!
No, it's not a New Year either.
Joyous Arbor Day?
It's Thanksgiving, Harlow. And in case you didn't know, it's blizzarding outside.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Connie. A person with my unique skills of observation and keen analytical abilities would notice that right away. I'll just open this door and look out and... really is coming down out there, ain't it?
What are you doing here, Harlow?
What am I doing? What am I doing? Why, I'm on the lookout for something that's missing, of course.
And what would that be?
Why, Thanksgiving! And by the looks of things, I believe I have found it! It's always the last place you look, you know.
Well, I'd be really thankful if you had a snowmobile.
Yeah, me too. Then the one I drove here would have a brother.
You came on a snowmobile?
I tried a boogie board first, but didn't get very far.
Then you can give us all a ride home!
I can?
Really?
Yeah, sure, of course
great.
I can.
It's time to pack up.
Happy Bubble Bath Day!
Oh, all right, here we go.
We'll be able to go home and watch the game and eat your mom's turkey hash.
No, I hate the hash.
It appears we won't miss Thanksgiving this year after all.
Oh, and I can get warmed up. I'm so freezing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eugene.
You're welcome.
The truth is, even if we had been stuck here, we wouldn't really have missed Thanksgiving. Yes. Sharing the day with good friends who all agree that Thanksgiving is an overflow of our gratefulness to God is a wonderful blessing.
That's true.
Nothing can take that away.
You're right, Whit.
The McGlue's choice to be thankful reminds me of a verse in Philippians 4. It says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." You know, being thankful is something that we should do all the time, not just at Thanksgiving. God has blessed each of us abundantly, and thanking Him will help us remember that. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A thanks-taking story was written, directed, and executive produced by Dave Arnold. Wow, he does everything, kids. He's amazing. Sound designed by Nathan Jones.
Nathan Jones!
With songs written by Will Ryan and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Andre Stoika as Whit, Will Ryan as Eugene, Katie Lee as Connie, and Jess Harnell as Wooten, along with Whit Hertford and Jim Ward. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.